lightning the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light, the shining tree, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are in the last days of April, which I think is exciting because I'm very glad to see winter leave. I live on the East Coast, and we had snow in April, and that is never fun. Tonight, my guest again is Frank St. James, and the reason that we're here tonight is to let everybody know that Frank and I are going to be doing something very special between now and Mother's Day. Frank is a crossover reader, which means that he really can tap into people at the other on the other side. And he is going to be doing readings for your mother or your grandmother or anybody that you feel that you were close to
between now and Mother's Day. I've put a page up for him on my website. So if you go to Psychic Services, you'll see the name Frank St. James, and you can contact him from that information. And if there's anything that you need or you want to ask about, you can always send me an email. So Frank, isn't it wonderful what we're doing?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. A lot of things opening up, and actually some consistency with a lot of the different things that we do that we don't mention a lot of times.
Right. And like last week, Frank and I almost got knocked over. We went and cleared a house in New Jersey, and my goodness, that was work. It really was. That house was so filled with entities. Both of us were exhausted when we came home, but it was good work, and we got rid of them. Don't you think, Frank?
Oh, yeah. That was one of where the entities were actually attacking the woman of the house and also bothering one of the children.
One of the kids,
and
yeah.
So we did confront, we cleared them out, and they also were almost blocking us from getting there.
Oh, and that was funny to drive over. diverting us. Frank got lost. So did I, kind of. Anyway,
and I never get lost. I never get lost.
I know. And you couldn't believe it. Tonight, we are taking your calls. And to call in, the number is 888-429-5471. We're going to talk about May. Talk about the new beginnings, because May brings a step forward into a new lifestyle, if you choose it. And March and April were about endings, letting go, people leaving your life, jobs leaving, whatever you had to go through. Now it's time for the sun to come out, and we are going to go forward with our new life. And we do have a caller, Frank, and the name is Joe Knee in California, and the date of birth is August 14th. Hello there. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Elizabeth and Frank? My name is Joni.
And do you have a wonderful question for Frank?
Yes. I'm so restless, and I feel like my life is going in so many directions that are very chaotic. And the only good thing I feel that is happening now is I do have a new thyroid doctor, so there's some good improvement finally going in a better direction on that. But I just
hopefully you have a good meditation practice, because that will help tremendously. And I'm going to start. Frank will come in, but I want to tell you something. My tea would help you tremendously. I have a tea that was given to me in a dream. I was to put this formula together. And in finding out what the formula was, it has turmeric and it has the Tulsi leaf. And I find out that they're very powerful healers. So, Frank, what do you think? What can you help Joni with?
Well, Joni, you're a very special person to me, because that's my wife, my wife's name. You know, the problem is it's not a big problem, but there's so many changes with you coming up, but they're good. It's just that they're all coming at once. And give it a couple weeks even. It'll start to even out for you. I really feel good for you. And don't worry about making a wrong choice. Just... Like Joyce was saying, do a meditation, try to calm yourself down, and let things flow into your mind. And you'll find yourself more relaxed and more able to really choose your path.
Take your time. Thank you. And then there'll be little signals along the way, and you'll know you're on the right road.
What kind of signals?
Well, for me, I was starting to make my movie, and I had to open an account, and I added up the numbers, and it came to 44. And 44 is the highest
numerology number you can have is the number of the Christ, and I knew I was on the right road. So whatever your signal is for you, you'll, when you're on the right road, you'll feel supported by your angels and guides. I call it being supported by the universe. And you'll, yes, if you meditate every day, and I know you don't, but if you took the time to meditate, both Frank and I do, and we get our signals. Don't you think so, Frank?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's the only way that gives you a really good vision once you can control your thoughts. The other thing I want to say is you're in a year of change. So you're going to get rid of a lot of things that aren't going to be advantageous for you anyway. You'll be getting rid of negative stuff and maybe a person or two that's been bothering you. But you're heading into
oh my God. Finally?
Yeah, finally. And, you know, and do it because you've been putting it off too much. It's just going to work out. That's what I feel. But coming up later on, around your birthday, even, you'll feel this change.
So good luck to you, and thank you for calling. Let's find out, Joni.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Frank.
Frank, we have somebody else from Colorado this time. This is Stephanie, and her birthday is February 15th. Good evening, Stephanie. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Good evening. How are you guys?
We're great. What did you want to ask Frank?
I would just like to get some career advice and what you see coming up for me.
But ask a specific question. What is your career? Ask him a specific question.
I'm a trained handwriting analyst, and I would just like to know, you know, if you see anything good coming around with that.
Well, Stephanie, believe it or not, I do the same thing. That's one of my, I studied it, and unfortunately, a lot of people aren't writing. So
yeah, I know.
I did work for companies, and I use it in my detective work when I was able to get, you know, a murderer or something, their signature. And I was able to analyze and give the law enforcement a better grip on what they were dealing with, too. And I feel like, you know, how are you doing? You know, I was interested with the printing, too.
Right. I do children's handwriting and doodles and, you know, and I'm also psychic as well. So I add that component to it, too.
And they're telling me, Stephanie, I'm getting a message that you need to go to Denver. Are you near Denver?
About a half hour away.
You need to register with the court as a handwriting expert, and you will get some legal calls. And there's something called the Law Journal that's a national magazine. You should put a little ad in there.
Okay.
And you will be called on to help.
Now, Stephanie, about 1990, when I moved to New Jersey from Massachusetts, I was actually doing readings through the handwriting. You can, you know, I had them write their signature.
You did, and, I remember.
I don't want to be going to parties late was my sentence, and everything could be picked out on that. And you do handwriting therapy.
Right. I have people write their name like they're signing a legal document, and then the phrase, I to it did go please, and then their partner's name in that same phrase. And I can pick up patterns as to why they're with that person, what they're learning from that person, what the karmic lessons are, if they've been together in
that
past lives.
That is neat.
So, I get a lot of different things. And
have you ever worked for law enforcement or even contacting FBI or any? Those are really good sources, especially being trained the way you are. And like I said, way they can get a little more insight.
Right. When JonBenet Ramsey was murdered here, our local TV station came to me and wanted me to analyze the note, and I turned them down. So,
you know, Frank and I were supposed to go out there, too. We had the whole thing figured out. But then they told us not to come at the last minute. Larry, we were going to be on Larry King. Do you remember that, Frank? And then at the last minute. But we had that figured out.
We've done quite a few murder cases. And we use different tools also besides being psychic and a medium. So.
Right.
But the psychic part is really important, Stephanie, and I'm so glad that you're using that along with everything else, because it will really give you way more information once you tune into that energy. You're tuning into the energy of the signature, and you're getting much more, and that's great.
Right, and I want to throw this out because I'm very concerned about May 17th for the president. Do you guys get anything or?
Well, I've been concerned for him. May 17th is right after Taurus goes into Uranus goes into Taurus, and I've been concerned with him. I said that it could be any time between the 1st of March and mid-June. So there could be something happening. So we'll all send prayers out that nothing happens.
Right. I keep being concerned about this meeting with Korea, and
he's going to be fine. Korea's going to be fine. Let me tell you why I know that 100%. I had a dream and a knowing Thanksgiving that there would be no bomb drop from Korea, and that North and South Korea were going to come together and have peace. And that's what I was told verbatim Thanksgiving weekend. So there's no danger around that. This is all happening as it should.
Right. And
well, their nuclear program has been collapsing, and they're doing more damage to their own country right now.
Right.
And so there's other things that are going on, but.
Kim has learned that when Trump says something, he means it, and it would not serve him. Kim loves his life. He doesn't want anything to happen to him. But they are going to make peace. So that whole area is safe. That doesn't mean there isn't others from other places. Our main concern and our main prayers need to be in Pakistan and India, because that's where we're going to have the first problem.
Okay. All right. And I've also seen a earthquake in India, in Mumbai, and a huge tsunami.
Well, guess what, Stephanie? This is the year for earthquakes and tsunamis, which I opened up the year with. And I'm feeling it around there, but I'm also feeling it up and across the Bering Strait, Alaska as well. So anyway, we do have to move on. We have other callers. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Please keep in touch with us offline. I'm going to take a moment now and give you Frank St. James' phone number if you want to make an appointment. It's 862-684-1904, but please don't call it now because he's on the phone.
Okay.
We do have another caller, Frank. Her name is Alicia, and she is from Texas, and her birthday is March 18th. Hello, Alicia.
Hello, Elizabeth. So nice to talk to you and Frank.
And what is my your question for Frank?
My question is, I left a 7.5-year relationship back in December.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying with my mother in another town in Texas.
Okay.
And my question is it for my highest good to return to the town that I lived in with my boyfriend?
Is he still there?
I really He's still there, and I really
the answer is absolutely not. Absolutely not. Frank, you tell her what you think.
I don't feel that's a good idea.
Nope.
I feel it's over. You don't want to hold on to that kind of hope. Now, you know, I'm a Pisces myself, and my wife is, and Elizabeth is. So you're in good company right now, and but and I'm telling you, we're all pulling for you, but I don't feel that's a good decision. I do feel if you can just hold out a bit, that around June there's a better prospect. Believe me, and Pisces are lucky that way too.
And you there's know, two things going on, energy. Alicia. The one thing is you're not letting yourself mourn. You have to cut this relationship, have no contact with him, and you have to do it, and you have not done that. The other thing is that you have karma with your mother, and you have things that you need to do with her, and you cannot turn your back on that. Yes. That has to come first.
Yes, I know that, yes.
But I'm telling you that... I really feel up for you, and I really feel if you could just channel your energy right now and just look forward and don't look back, you'll do fine.
You have some right wonderful now, new beginnings coming.
Yeah, right now you're emotionally scattered, and the idea is to look forward. Elizabeth's got some great meditation that she can give you to clear your mind and just go forward and visualize a new beginning. Visualize somebody that would really be complimental to the relationship now, and not going back and letting somebody. I don't know if he took control or he had control issues. But he seemed to have problems.
Yeah,
so,
you know what I want you to do, Alicia?
Yeah, okay.
The first thing I want you to do tonight before you go to bed is start a journal. Yeah. And I want you to write down what was uncomfortable in the relationship. Then tomorrow, I want you to read what you wrote and ask yourself, who does this remind me of? Was this my father? Was this my brother? And try to get to the root of why you attracted that in the first place. That's how you heal. And you can contact me offline, and I'll get you into a nice meditation practice.
Can I say one more thing? Pisces are, we get fully engulfed in a relationship.
Yep.
And
sometimes,
especially a female, well, it goes both ways, but females are to me, they're beautiful. They have this a lot of depth. They have a lot of femininity, and they're very attractive, but some men take that as a weakness. And this is one of those people. And it's not fair
to
you.
Or they use it to their advantage, because we always want to please.
Right.
True.
Thank you. You're very much, and we hope to hear from you again. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Tonight is Sunday, and we are going into the month of May. This is the 29th of April, so it's also the full moon in Scorpio. Did you know that, Frank?
I did not check, but now I know.
the full moon in Scorpio is called the Wesak moon, and it's a very interesting moon because it really hits you on deeper subconscious levels, maybe levels that you aren't even aware of come up for you to take a look at, come up for adjustments, come up for healing, come up to help you with the unexpected. And it's always best to move forward in life, especially if you've recently ended a relationship. And it was very hard. You know, Frank, my husband died. I know you remember that when I met you. And it took me 7 years to really put that to bed. It was very, very hard.
anyway, we are at the break. It's time to take a break. We're going to have some messages for you. And please come back to the other side. Call us during the break at 888-429-5471, and we'll answer a few more questions. See you then.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of April 29th through May 6th, 2018. We're finishing up the April showers and entering into the month of May, one of my favorite months of the year. It's May, the gentle, beautiful month of May. This is a quiet week for the most part, leading up to the full moon on Sunday, May 6th. Tuesday marks the halfway point from the winter solstice to the summer equinox in June. It's an excellent day to plant your flowers and garden, as well as to initiate new beginnings. Saturday brings the Kentucky Derby and Cinco de Mayo, so light the grill and bring out the margaritas. There should be luck with your horse betting as well as the lottery. Look, up in the sky, there's a new mission launch called InSight to begin to study Mars' deep red interior. The goal is to find out how our planets originated and took shape, something like 4 billion years ago. Take some time to go within and ask that of yourself. Where did my soul originate and how did it take shape? You could realize some surprising answers. The full moon in Scorpio on Sunday night the 29th is known as the Wesak moon, when the Buddha is honored as he returns to help humanity. Scorpio helps you release your fears, taking you to deep emotional depths. Taurus helps you manifest your goals and desires after Scorpio has removed any of the self-defeating behaviors or beliefs. That should have happened these past few weeks. This is a challenging full moon, and it has been going on for quite a while, several days. Mars aligns with Pluto, and that can have dangerous and rude results, as well as upsetting news. Avoid angry words, avoid angry people, road rage, and walking on the shady side of town after dark. Be careful, everyone. The positive view is to take action to transform the very foundation of your life for your long-term goals. Mercury is out of the shadows now of the retrograde cycle that ended on the 15th, so it would be easier to get moving in a forward-thinking direction. Enjoy the sunshine and the warmth that May brings. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now, let's get back to tonight's program with Frank St. James as our guest. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to introduce you to my blended new Ayurvedic tea. This tea is blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure a deep cellular healing so that you can begin to heal and have relief from within outward. This is a very special and focused elixir tea. I dreamt the ingredients of this tea and really believe that it came from the divine. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out the poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea can be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink just before meditating, while listening to ascension music such as Ardas, which is playing in the background, and chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa tea leaf from India. You can drink this tea hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon bark, ginger, and cloves. This tea is available only at the website new-visions.com or through Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is not available at the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. Pick up a pouch, sit by your fireplace, play Ardas, and sip your tea. It will also help you with troubled sleep. Remember, this tea helps you relax, be calm, and raise your vibration from within. It all begins from the heart center on outward. If you wish to order the tea, you may call 201-934-8986. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing as you work from within. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside, like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are of your time, unless I spread my arms wide. How will I know your heart is mine, unless I feel you so deep inside? Oh, who makes my voice and the ocean to swell? Who turns the seasons into stories to tell? Who climbs the light ladders in every sound?
Elizabeth Joyce, and that was William Vitalis singing one of my very favorite songs. As a matter of fact, I was with William when he wrote that song. We were on Maui, Hawaii, and he woke up in the morning, and we were near the seven pools, and he ran up and down the water, and he sang that song. It just came out of him. It was so beautiful. And you are everywhere. God is everywhere and in everything and everyone. And I love that song. So thank you for listening and sharing it with me. This is Let's Find Out, and tonight my guest is Frank St. James. And Frank, we have several callers waiting to talk with you. And the first one is Perry from New York, and her birthday is February 11th. Hi, Perry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What's your question for Frank tonight?
Oh, all right. Well, I've actually talked with both of you before, and I'm following up because I'm looking
good
for work, and I had something that was temporary and it ended, so now I'm looking, it's like extra work outside of what I do, and I just wanted to see if you can pick up on that at all.
And that's, you do photography, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I do remember that. Okay, Frank, what are you getting?
Yeah, you're in a, like I said, you're in a good, you're in a year of change. You're getting actually closer to definitely within the next 3 weeks, I'm feeling, of looking over two prospects. And this is this first job will actually lead you into, by the end of September, there's going to be the job that you've been really looking for, but this is going to really help you right now, coming up in the next 3 weeks. So I I'm really feeling positive for you.
You mean just what I'm out? I'm just out trying to find any kind of work, like, you know, outside of what I do, which I need to improve. But so you see that other, just some,
I see you getting a job within the. I see you getting a job within 3 weeks, but okay. By September, before the end of September, I do feel you getting what you wanted, the type of work that you want.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's what I've been working towards. Yeah.
But you're going to be meeting the people that will lead you to your permanent job through these temporary jobs.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, I mean, I have been meeting some interesting people recently when I've been out working, you know, just at my regular job. Nothing that,
well, not, you'll
nothing
hear from a couple of them.
I have nothing that led to work, but just some really positive people, you know, that were very positive towards
me.
Well,
sometimes it takes a while because we just came out of Mercury retrograde. So give it the third week in May is going to be very powerful.
Oh, that's great to hear. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
All right.
Now,
take care. Bye.
Frank, we have James from Texas, and his birthday is July 6th. So it's coming up. Hello, James. How are you? Are you there, James?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did you want to ask Frank a question?
Yes, I had a question about an opportunity that I'm looking at. It's my neighbor is in real estate, and I'm a musician and also in insurance. And I'm 70 years old, kind of looking around to do something else. And my neighbor is in real estate, a guy named Roger, and he does training. And I went to one of his seminars. It looked very interesting. You know, they flip houses, they sell houses, all that kind of stuff. And I'm wondering if that's some direction I might need to go.
Boy, he's a Cancer. He loves houses. What do you think,
hey,
Frank?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, I was a singing musician for 50 years. And
that's what I do. I've been a drummer for 50 years. Where did you sing and play?
Well, I sang all over the world, actually.
Really?
You know, I lived in Puerto Rico, but this is your reading. But I've done, commodities, and I've done other things too. And the music took precedence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel really good for you. It's because basically you're a people person. You get out there. You got a good personality, and I can't see a problem with that. I'd say it's a good mix.
James, I'm
going to
tell you that the real estate industry is going to do very, very well until we get to the end of 2019. So will you remember that? This is your 18 months to make some significant money, and you're going to really start feeling that mid-June. So I don't know if it's going to cost you a lot of money for the training, but I think it's a good idea for now. And if it wasn't, I would tell you so.
I also feel that I also feel you'll probably get more gigs than you can handle because of this.
Are you in Austin by any chance?
No, I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Oh, nice.
And I've worked here all my life and playing country clubs, and that's kind of fizzled out. So I'm kind of going through another change in the music too, because I'm a drummer and.
What you want to do is go and see the Holy Mother when she's there next month. She's going to be in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Really?
I'll give you the website. It's AMMA, AMMA.org, O-R-G. Don't miss
A-M-M-A.
Her. She's there for 2 days. Well, AMMA.
Is there a way I can get a reading from Frank, or is he still?
You have to call him offline, or you can go to my website, new-visions.com. And the number to call Frank St. James is 862-684-1904. Please wait until the morning to call him.
862-684-1904.
And it's on my website. You can sign up for the reading on the website, and then Frank will call you. Uh-huh. And there's choices. It's new-visions.com under Psychic Services.
And that's your side. Okay, very good. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah. Good. So, Frank, we got one more. We're getting close to the end, but here we go. Chrissy is from, I think it's Christy, from Colorado, and she's born on May 28th. Hello, Christy.
Yep. Hello.
What's your question for Frank tonight?
So my question is, I have been single for a while, and I just recently started a new relationship, and I wanted to see what you saw coming of it.
What's his name, and when's his birthday?
His name is Luis, and his birthday is November 11th.
He's a Scorpio. And yeah. You're a Gemini. Very interesting. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, I'd like to know what her moon's in. That's possible.
Chrissy, do you know what your moon is in? What sign your moon is
I
in?
I don't.
1984. No, I don't. I'll look it up while you talk.
Yeah. This is a good year for getting the information that you need. So, make sure that, you know, kind of love is kind of blind sometimes. But I feel right. good with him. But make sure you get the information, you know, this time, you know.
Moves and, the Taurus, Frank.
Okay. Make sure that you cover some bases. Don't be shy about asking questions either.
Get to know him.
You know?
But I've got to tell you something. With your moon in Taurus and with Uranus going into Taurus, he's been sent to you by the universe, but I want you to be careful because you really do have to get to know him, like Frank says. It could be a flash in the pan or it could be very real, but you'll know by the time we get to November, December.
But it is a compatible opposite as far as the sun and your moon goes. The only problem sometimes that I feel with you is it's very hard for you to get out of something if you're not feeling, you know, good about it, you know, with your moon in Taurus. So, or you can, if, you know, I have a good feeling about this. But
I do too.
But just be careful that you don't get too stubborn about, you know, if it's something that you don't feel right and you don't ask, because this could be a good long-term relationship for you.
Go slow and get to know him. And if you want me to do the soulmate overlay, just go to my website offline, order it, and I'll compare the both of you and tell you what your past lives are and where you'll be going now, if you'd like to do that. I think everybody should do a karma, you know, between the two of you before they get too serious. You really should find out, because it does come out when I do the work.
Right. Okay.
It's under psychic services, and it's the soulmate reading. So do that, and then we'll talk on the phone, and I can compare the both of you and give you some pointers.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an excellent. That's something really, really good that you should do. Yeah.
All right. Well, I certainly All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Now, Frank, we have our Claire from New Jersey, and you've spoken to her. She lives by you. She lives near Asbury Park, and you've spoken with her before, and her birthday is May 4th, so it's coming up this week. Claire, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Frank.
So
Hi,
what do you have to ask for Frank?
Hi. I did get a job offer.
Yay.
Okay.
Finalized tomorrow, but I have a couple other things pending. This job is in Edison, New Jersey, and it's not the money I exactly want. And my question is, one, should I hold out for the other job offers? I have a couple pending. And will I be okay financially if I take this job this month? Because, you know, I'm running short.
Let me ask the first question, Claire. When did you find out you were hired by this job?
Thursday, but I don't have all the details yet. Like
when did you go for the interview?
About 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you not to take the job. Go ahead, Frank. You ask her. The rules of Mercury retrograde should never be broken.
I know what you're saying. When I was talking to you, I felt there was three opportunities. So, if you can hold off enough to find out and get your feedback from this other opportunity, I probably would do that.
Okay.
Can you stall in, Claire?
Can I stall this job? I have to see. I have another interview tomorrow morning. So,
good.
Is that closer for you, Claire? No, they're not close, but the one tomorrow said they would move me closer to the job at the North Jersey. And the other one is a good opportunity. It's further away, but it sounds like a good opportunity. Ridgefield. Ridgefield.
Yeah, I know Ridgefield. I grew up in Ridgewood. So that's up by 46 and the George Washington Bridge. I'm going to tell you to try to, I think you're going to do very well tomorrow. I don't know why I'm getting $20,000. I think it's going to be $20,000 more than the other job. And I don't think that you will regret it.
But will I be okay financially until I'm able to start the second job? That's my question. I'm running real tight.
Yeah, I felt really positive for you. And I told you there was a lot of changes going on with you, but there's a lot more positive. And beside that, you know, relationship and changes, but you know, you really need that new environment. And I think you'll click right away. You'll be very happy right away. But, I like the second job.
I do too. Claire, when are you supposed to start it?
I don't know when any of that is.
Get in touch with me tomorrow. I have some suggestions for you.
Okay. Also, I haven't heard from my old boyfriend, Frank, and we thought we would hear from him in April. Is that still pending or?
I didn't think you would, but Frank thought you would.
I still feel like within a week coming up.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I still feel that.
Are we going to reconcile or should I just leave that in the wayside or?
I don't feel, really do some soul searching, you know, I don't really feel that he backs you up. He hasn't been respectful, takes off when you're having a lot of problems. And I don't feel good about that.
Not a good thing. Yeah. Neither do I. That's my whole issue. You know.
Well, I wish that you wouldn't even ask the question. You should be beyond it. Let's get you beyond it so that you can spread your wings and fly. And if you do wind up moving to North Jersey, you're going to be meeting a lot of wonderful people.
Okay. Okay.
And that's important.
All right. It is important.
All right.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Give me a call offline when you get a chance, Claire. We'll talk.
I will.
Okay. So Frank, I'd like to talk a little bit now about this full moon in Scorpio and the fast paced month of May that we're going to be coming into, because this is the Wesak moon and it is going to spur on all of the new beginnings that people have been going through. And it's been really tough for a lot of people these past few months. And now they're going new directions. Like Claire is going to probably be moving. And then we had another one that might be getting a new job. So what do you think May will bring?
I actually like May because it's starting to, a lot of people that I've been reading have been into career and job changes, relationship changes coming, really to, you know, realize something wasn't working or, moving forward and really making decisions finally. And I like May for them. And I especially like a Scorpio moon. And, because it not only that it's a fixed sign, but it does give extra insight into certain people. And it'll, if you're emotionally feel stronger sometimes with the moon and Scorpio too. So,
and you can have a little bit of extra psychic senses. And I also feel that it's coming just before the 8th. On the 8th, Uranus moves into Taurus, which of course opposes Scorpio. And so it could, that's when to play the lottery. Play the lottery this week because you could fall into it. That's what this is doing. And you're either going to fall into quicksand or you're going to fall into a gold mine, one or the other. And you'd be surprised at how this can work. If you've been wanting a car, maybe you'll have the financing for it. If you want to buy property, the mortgage will go through. And everything's been blocked and held up until you'll start feeling it May 1st and 2nd, but you'll really feel it the week of the 8th. And the third week in May is magic for everybody. Please remember that I said that. The third week in May, anytime between the 16th and the 23rd, is good luck to everybody, good energy. So I wish everybody to fulfill their desires. Don't you, Frank?
I do. And I really feel enthusiastic, more so than I felt in the last couple of years, with people actually gaining what they've been looking for. And
right,
it's just go with, use your persistence and go with it. There is opportunities out there. Things are changing, but as long as you keep it.
Yeah, don't be afraid to say no and walk away and open your arms to, yes, I'm here. And I have a little mantra for people. It goes like this. I am. I know who I am. I'm a daughter of God. I know what I am. I'm energy in a body working for the divine. And I know how I serve. So if you can say, I am, I know what I am, I know who I am, I know how I serve, it will empower you. It will give you an energy inside that will start attracting to you the people that can help and support you. How do you like that, Frank?
I'm going to remember that one.
Yeah,
really,
that's a good one.
Inspiring, really.
Thank you. Well, we're at the end of the show. It's now time to prepare for the meditation. And Frank, give them your phone number one more time, please.
It's 862-684-1904.
And there's also a page for Frank St. James on the New Visions website, new-visions.com. Then go to Psychic Services and you can order your time with Frank. And Frank, isn't it true that as soon as you get an order, you'll call the people?
I'll call
you
right back.
Or email them. He'll call you or email you right away. So thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. We are going to have Elizabeth Hepburn sing It's a Quiet Thing. Then we're going to have the meditation of working with the Circle of Light. And then we're going to surrender with Richard Shulman. So enjoy, take a deep breath, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Good night.
There are no excuses. works? Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. Well, what do you know? It's a quiet thing, a very quiet thing. When it all
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation, Ascension Attunement, Connecting with the Infinite Light, with music by Richard Schulman. Please be comfortable sitting in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. You may lie down on the bed if you'd like, as long as your legs are uncrossed. As you begin to take three deep breaths, feel yourself connecting with your eighth chakra, about 8 feet above your crown chakra. And then feel your inner channel open to receive the amber light, the light of power and love of the divine, which is now available to you to tune into, as the fourth level of your aura is open for you to connect with. This vibration will cleanse, elevate, and renew your personal vibration to bring healing to your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual being, to activate and bring forth your highest potential, to empower you to begin to manifest and co-create, and to elevate you energetically. Now you will link directly with the divine energies of the fifth dimension, which awakens your psychic gifts, your spiritual abilities, your subtle senses, to perceive intuitively, to psychically know how to bring about blessings in your life and the space you live in now. Allow yourself to breathe and focus within to the heart chakra. Drop your thoughts down to the center of your heart. Quiet your mind and open your heart. Tune into the yellow gold light. Now, reach your focus upward to the 10th chakra, whose color is amber, in the new heart center of the universal body, which is above the 8th chakra. Begin to build your inner circle of light above you and connect it to the light that flows below. Imagine all of the light particles in the area around you are gathering along your spinal column. Feel your spine filling with this amber-yellow light. Visualize a connection from your heart center up to the 10th chakra. It's an arc of light in front of you, beginning at the heart chakra in the center of your body. Arch it out in front of you and reach it up to the 10th chakra above the 8th chakra. Feel that connection. Take a deep breath. Connect. Continue to breathe in and relax. Now bring the arc down behind you, entering your spine at the heart chakra. Allow the light from the fifth dimension, the 10th chakra, to pour into this present time and space, into your body, to illuminate you, to elevate your vibration, to illuminate your being, to bring all the blessings of the divine light into the present time, into your present place, into your physical body. Continue to flow with this circle of light. This is the location where you can solve all of your emotional problems slowly and through divine right action. Continue to breathe and relax. Now put a thought into this circle of light. Visualize a problem, an upset you have been working with on your level of life. See it, then release it. Ask for it to heal. Then see or visualize the outcome that you desire. If you get a blank, it's okay. It's simply the energy is beginning to work for you and to resolve this issue, to bring it into balance. You may see some other colors appear within this field of light. Sit with this energy. Stay in it as long as you feel comfortable. You want the colors to eventually meld into the amber yellow. Then you will know the problem is healed. Be okay with any result you receive, because sometimes it takes more than one meditation to bring things into balance. This is because all has to line up harmoniously, including everyone else concerned, their hearts, their minds, and their body. Now let the amber light expand beyond your physical body to fill the entire room. Let the light grow through awakening your spirit, through filling yourself with light. You know that all things are made possible. Your gifts are awakened. Your past life lessons and talents are revealed. Your highest and greatest path is paved before you. Your next step is illuminated. Allow it. Allow it. Allow your heart to open and allow your vibration to lift and rise. Strands of light are entering in this time to you, into your space, into your area, to elevate, to heal, to inspire, and to uplift. You are receiving direct attention from each of the guides and angelic realms who make up the circle of light. The guides, angels, and ascended masters who are most in alignment with your unique needs, wants, desires, and intention. They step forward now to support you. So your entire council of light beings surround you in an immense circle of light. Within this circle are your inner circle of guides and angels, of ascended ones, of ascended beings, who can most serve you on your path to ascension. Feel yourself step forward. You are in the center, and each of these guides reaches out, placing their hands on your crown chakra and placing their hands upon you wherever needed for healing. This is not a weight for you to carry, but rather quite the opposite. As each guide places their hands on your body, you are lifted higher. You shine brighter. Your inner light is activated, and your highest potential is revealed. You are able to embody the divine qualities that each of these masters carry within their heart, within their vibration, and they are willingly and fully giving this gift of divine frequency to you now, as their light, as their elevated vibration, as divine love is transferred with their hands, now placed on your shoulders. This is an initiation of sorts. Accept it. Accept a transfer of light, a ceremony of awakening for you, as you ascend and move in the direction of becoming ascended yourself. You are entering into your fully ascended state, your fully awakened state, your illuminated state. The universal body is moving and merging into this physical form, into this very body that you are in now. You now melt into the golden triad of light, which, when fully developed and strengthened, will walk with you on a daily basis. And so, with the outer circle and the entire council of light and the inner circle of your ascended guides, angels, and masters around you, let yourself relax. Breathe and open to the beauty, bliss, and light that is present here. Know that you are bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Begin to see a sliver of aqua surrounding the outer part of your circle of light. The new ray of aqua, opening the heart and raising the consciousness to that unconditional love. Divine qualities, blessings, and frequencies merge with your physical being, so you are less focused on yourself as separate, as physical, and are now tuned into your awareness of the oneness with all. From this state of being, this elevated state of vibration, feel your connection with the entire circle of light and the council of loved ones who are present. Feel your connection with the earth and the sky and the cosmos. Feel the vastness of your spiritual essence. Experience the magnificence of your life, the potential you have as a spiritual being walking in a physical form. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Become aware of yourself, of your infinite light and power, which lifts you now, which embraces you now, which nurtures your energy now, which heals your body now, which rejuvenates your soul now, which reveals to you the truth of all you are. For when you open your heart, when you ascend in this way, you are able to feel, sense, know, see, and experience your oneness with the earth, the sky, your angels, your guides, some of your ascestors, your ascended masters, and all that is. With all this vast energy, which expands so far beyond this present place and time, imagine this infinite light being compressed down into the area of your spinal column, empowering you to shine brightly. Live in your high vibrational life. Awaken, aware, inspire to co-create, to live vibrantly well, to love, to fully ascend, to fully anchor your blessed higher self, your universal body, into your divine presence and spiritual being, and bring all this into this moment, here and now, and vow to carry the light with you, moving forward, moving into your earth day. Breathe. Become aware. Breathe. Return to love. Breathe. Breathe. Shine with the light, becoming fully aware of all that you are. Now, with the heart, the head, and the hand, the Ascended Masters wish you well. Good night. Thank you.